The Harvard Business Review calls Amazon's Jeff Bezos the best performing CEO in the world. I read that and thought, really? That's despite the fact Amazon still hasn't turned a profit. GeekWire's Todd Bishop is here to tell us why Jeff Bezos deserves the kudos or why he doesn't.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So Harvard Business Review went back and they actually crunched the numbers. This is not one of those big fluffy lists that other publications might put together. They actually looked at shareholder return, which includes not just profits, but also the general notion of increasing market value of the company. And when you look at Amazon, since its founding, essentially, and it's going public, it is a heads and tails above where other CEOs are, if you look at Jeff Bezos.
Well, but still the company hasn't turned a profit.
Right. Now, they've turned profits in some quarters, but overall, when you look at the company, it's clearly operating very close to break even. And that's essentially, as Harvard Business Review lays it out, because they're reinvesting the profits from the profitable parts of the business, like e-commerce, into new areas that are not doing as well, things like the Fire Phone or the Fire Tablet that they hope to create the infrastructure with to rule the world.
I was going to say world domination right there. Are there any other tech CEOs on this list?
There certainly are. There's a wide variety of CEOs, and they actually noted in the Harvard Business Review article that engineers in general tend to do better by this particular measure, the return of value to shareholders, and in part because they're so analytical and they're focused on those kinds of metrics, whereas perhaps their employees might not review them as highly.
I'm curious if you know of other CEOs who would put Jeff Bezos at the top of the pile.
Not many, in fact. Well, it really depends on your perspective and whether you believe in his long-term vision. If you look, for example, at what Steve Ballmer said just recently on Charlie Rose, Ballmer doesn't think Amazon is a business because it hasn't turned consistent profits.
Exactly. I'm talking tech with GeekWire co-founder and editor Todd Bishop. And while we're on the subject of ginormous tech companies, I understand big news breaking stick here. Apple is moving into Seattle.
That's right. We just broke this news. My colleague Taylor Soper has this report on GeekWire right now. Apple is opening an engineering office here in the Seattle region. They have not announced it officially, but they've started putting up job postings. And we also have some other evidence that says they're explicitly opening a Seattle office. And this is just the latest in a long line of Silicon Valley companies that have established engineering centers here.
So why here? What about us?
We've got the established infrastructure. You look at the existing companies like Microsoft and Amazon and the strong startup culture, lots of new engineering students coming out of the University of Washington. And, you know, attention kids and parents out there, have your kids major in computer science if you want good paying, consistent work after college, because there is huge demand and not enough supply of this position.
So these are good software engineering jobs.
Absolutely.
Do you know where exactly this office is going to open?
No.
You just know that there's jobs.
Yes, and in fact, so Apple has not said anything yet officially. We don't know where the office is going to be, but we do know that it's in the Seattle region. Generally, we were asking this company called Union Bay Networks, which was a stealthy cloud networking startup, whether they've been acquired by Apple. They are not saying yes or no. Our assumption is that they could be the basis for this new office. Many of their engineers' LinkedIn profiles now list Apple as their employer.
Wow, a little stealth work. GeekWire co-founder and editor Todd Bishop is with us, and Apple's moving here, but we still have the Redmond behemoth Microsoft, and now Todd is wearing the beautiful Fitbit sort of looking Microsoft band.
I don't know if you're going to be writing their marketing copy anytime soon, which is a good thing, Marcy.
Well, this is people who've seen Fitbits, those are sort of like the amped up version of the Livestrong bands,
yep.
And they measure things. This thing is more like a cross between a watch,
yep,
and the Fitbit, right?
Absolutely. So Microsoft is selling this for $199, and it's essentially in that place between the bare bones fitness tracker and the high end device like the Apple Watch, which is going to be coming out next year and starting at around $349.
Okay. So this is undercutting that.
It is to some extent. And, you know, you can not only track your fitness, your steps, your heartbeat, but you can also get light notifications. It actually works across platforms. So it works with your iPhone and your Android device in addition to Windows.
So it's on your wrist. Does it like zap you in the wrist if
yep.
you've got a text and
yep.
you jerk up and can you read the text on this screen?
You can read the text. You cannot reply to it. It does, in fact, buzz your wrist. I've had this weird dynamic where the notification is coming out on my phone and I feel it buzz in my pocket and then it ricochets up to my wrist. So a little bit of adjustment here for me in the smartwatch realm over the past few days.
Okay, so that's the fitness part of you, and Todd's been wearing that, but he's also been trying out on our app watch here very quickly, the brand new app to hit Seattle. It's called Drizzly, and this is undermining your fitness.
That's right. So this is a new service. It's an alcohol delivery service, and you know, we pride ourselves on testing everything at GeekWire, and I can tell you the booze arrived ice cold last Friday at our office. It was an impressive service. You know, you've had a ton of these food delivery services pop up here and in Silicon Valley and around the country, and this is just the latest focused specifically on alcohol, beer, and booze.
I happen to know that you're over the legal age, so you're allowed to drink, but how do they know that you are?
You know, they are able to refuse delivery. They check IDs.
Oh, really?
They're very careful. This operates actually under a clause of Washington state law that allows it to operate. And this is Drizzly, Drizly.
Not two Zs. And I just have to ask, is this for people who don't want to drive impaired? Is that the notion behind it?
That's one potential market. Or you're sitting around and you don't want to miss the beginning of the Seahawks game and you want to make sure to have some ice cold beer on tap for the halftime. And there you go. You can just order it online.
And perhaps your Microsoft band will tell you when you've had too much.
I love it.
Todd Bishop, co-founder and editor of GeekWire, an online technology news site. He's a regular guest on The Record. Thanks. Always great to see you.
Thanks, Marcy.